This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. As I've declared recently, it is time for President Trump to seize the domain names of Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Snapchat, and all the other tech giants that are engaged in the systematic censorship, the violation of human rights of the American people, and actually people all around the world. If they're going to engage in censorship, then we should censor them off the internet, period. You know, there's supposed to be a social contract in society that says all of us have the right to speak. Now, you don't have to listen to somebody. You can choose not to. You don't have to follow somebody on Facebook. You don't have to read somebody's website. But we all should be able to compete in a marketplace of ideas. We should have the ability to have a level playing field when it comes for competition of ideas. We shouldn't all be systematically censored because of our religion, i.e. Christianity, or our political beliefs, conservatism, for example, or our belief in America. I mean, isn't it astonishing that the tech giants are now, they've reached such a state of pathetic insurrection and treason against the United States of America that they censor voices of people who love their country. Now, of course, they don't do that to Canadians who love Canada or Canadians who want border enforcement on the Canadian border. But if you love America and you think that America should have border enforcement, you are censored, you're smeared, you're deplatformed. This has got to stop. And as Brent Bozell said from the Media Research Center, it is, quote, all-out war. And this is why we are long past the stage of asking Google nicely or asking Facebook nicely. Twitter is run by Jack Dorsey, who in my view is an unindicted criminal mafia racketeering ringleader. He needs to be criminally prosecuted, indicted, arrested, marched out of there in handcuffs. But barring that, it's time for President Trump to seize the Twitter.com domain name and simply force them to come to the negotiation table to say, look, if you're not going to allow people to speak, we won't allow you to speak. In fact, it is precisely the correct remedy because it's using their own bullying against them, turning the tables on them, censoring them because they're censoring others. The message should be clear to the tech giants, including Apple, which continues to censor people and organizations by censoring their app. And Google does the same thing. They censor Gab and others. The message should be clear. If you want to operate in the business environment, in the online world, you are going to have to recognize First Amendment protections for people to speak. That doesn't mean you can't have quality filters. You know, if people are out there posting videos that are calling for killing individuals or calling for violence, obviously you can filter those out because those videos violate law, or I should say they encourage people to engage in acts that violate the law. Of course you can filter those out. And of course, the smaller sites that haven't become the monopoly speech platforms, they should have more leeway to do what they want. And you can have a site that's just like video recipes, and they should be able to censor, i.e. remove videos that are not recipes, right? Because they only claim to be a recipe site. But when you're talking about the dominant platforms of online speech, YouTube, the Google search engine, Google News for that matter, and Twitter especially, these have become crucial to the interaction of individuals in modern society. You can hardly get a job without having the right social media accounts. You can't promote your business. You can't promote your ideology. You can't really exist as a modern citizen without access to these platforms. And yet these tech companies deplatform people without justification, without due process, without warning, and without any means of allowing people to get back on those platforms. I know this firsthand because I have been deplatformed by Twitter, YouTube, Google, and from time to time, Facebook, and of course, Pinterest and others as well. That almost goes without saying. So I know this firsthand, and I know that in every case, they never gave us a reason. They just shut us off without justification, without red flags. I didn't get 1, 2, 3 strikes. I just got shut off. Boom, you're gone. No means of challenging it, no means to present evidence in your defense. There's no transparency, and the people that run these companies answer to no one. They are not elected. Democracy doesn't apply. They are dictatorships, and they are abusing their dictatorial powers to steal elections and to destroy the livelihoods and reputations of American citizens like myself. Aren't we supposed to have the freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Isn't that what the American dream is supposed to be about? Isn't that the dream of everybody around the world? You want to be able to work hard and enjoy the benefits of your work. You want to be left alone by tyrants. You want to be able to speak your mind or practice your religion the way you see fit. You want to be able to conduct a business. You want to be able to earn money and keep most of what you earn. These are basic universal human principles, not just American principles, but everywhere around the world. Even in our organization, by the way, we work with people all around the world. And some of the greatest people that we've ever worked with are people who work outside the United States, people who live in Europe, some Western Europe, some Eastern Europe, people who live in Asia, in Taiwan and Vietnam, and I don't know, lots of other places. We've got people all over the world, even all across America as well. The thing is, they all want the same things because human beings are basically the same everywhere around the world. They want the freedom to speak, to pray, or to choose not to pray. That's their choice. They want the freedom to operate an honest business online and to not be smeared and deplatformed. And yet, these tech giants are making it impossible for human beings to achieve what it means to be human. The tech giants are blocking the humanity of our world. The tech giants are running a techno-fascist or a dictatorship, you might say, by controlling what speech you are allowed to engage in. And this has got to be stopped. And the way to do it, and I invite you to join me in calling for this, the way to do it is to call on President Trump to seize the domain names of Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Apple. Shut down their domain names. Temporarily, I'm saying. Force them to come to the table. Force them to agree to be subjected to government oversight so that they honor the First Amendment, that they do not discriminate against people based on the color of their ideas. And the only way you're going to get them to do that is to do it by government force. They're not going to do it voluntarily because they are deranged techno-fascists and lunatics. They're power-hungry tyrants. You're going to have to seize their domain names, force them to the table, force them, that is the government forcing them, to respect basic human dignity, and only then allow them to have their domain names back so they can continue to operate. The time has come to do it. Join me in this. Spread the word. Share this podcast. Share my articles on this on naturalnews.com. It's time for freedom, time for human freedom to overcome the tyranny of the tech giants. And it's time for government not to try to seize the companies and take over the companies. We don't want the government running industry. But it's time for government to take decisive strategic action to defend the individual freedoms of human liberty that are outlined in the United States Constitution. This is the proper role of government, to protect individual liberties, to go after corporations that are abusing their power to stifle human freedom. This is the correct role of government. So thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this message. Call the White House. Send an email. Call your senators, call your lawmakers, tell them you support this. It's time to seize the domains of those tech giants if they will not respect free speech. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I also run online civilrights.org, a nonprofit project. So check that out. Sign up for the email list, online civilrights.org. And of course, my main website is naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.